Please rise in body or in spirit. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory and blessing. All loving God, you sent Christ to teach and embody your love for all humans, for all creation. On this day, Christ goes to the cross and to death, innocent and undeserving. Open our hearts to see his willing sacrifice and to be transformed by his self-giving love through the same Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit deserves our undying glory and blessing. Amen. Jesus, remember us when you come into your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. And they all condemned him as deserving death. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench in a place called the stone pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified.
For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. O God of truth, your thoughts are not our thoughts, your ways are not our ways. So teach us to trust in you, that like Jesus, our lives may testify to your truth through the same Christ who humbled himself for the life of the world. Amen.
Oh.
Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death.
So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before the shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Worthy is the lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. O God of mercy, in your servant Christ, there was no condemnation or spite. He who had the power did not lash out in retribution or hatred, but took up his cross in open-hearted acceptance. May we, like Christ, face with courage the road before us, trusting in your care. Amen.
Thank you.
Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
What can I say for you? To what compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? To what can I liken you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For vast as the sea is your ruin. Who can heal you? Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning will be ended.
This child is destined for the falling and rising of many, and a sword shall pierce your own soul also. God of consolation, Mary, the mother of Jesus, stood in loving sorrow at the foot of the cross, faithful mother and follower, pondering these things in her heart. May we, with Mary, participate in your love for the world and stand with compassion for all those in affliction. Amen. Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. God of loving kindness, as Simon took on the burden of the cross for Jesus, may we willingly share the burdens of those who are heavy laden and weary of heart, walking the stony road with them. Amen. Christ humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
A great number of people followed him,
and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life. O God of grace, you do not leave your people comfortless. When grief and powerlessness overwhelm, lead us into the way of newness and life. Amen. Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. This was to fulfill what the scripture says. They divided my clothes among themselves. For my clothing they cast lots.
Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff. O God of abundance, whose servant Jesus Christ released all into your merciful care, so strengthen us in trust of your goodness, that we may release all grasping and clinging to the things of this world when they no longer serve us well, through the example of the suffering of Christ. Amen. Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified him there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled that said, "And he was counted among the lawless."
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. O God of grace, from your loving heart came Jesus the Christ. Held in your heart, he lived and healed. Into your loving heart, he committed his spirit when he breathed his last. May we die to all that keeps us from your merciful heart. Amen. Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved, standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. O God of wisdom, who creates all things new, out from the tree of the cross, a new vine grows forth, shading the faint and sheltering the fearful, under the embracing arms of the loving Christ. May we daily commit our spirits into your loving care, and may our hearts ever sing in eternal gratitude. Through Jesus Christ, first fruit of the dead. Amen. Tonight we move through the story, through the city of Jerusalem, through scenes and scripture and crowds of people, layers of fear and love, unique to a moment in history, and also tangled up with every generation before and since. This is how it is. When the jagged edges of heaven and empire catch on one another, powers and systems clashing, stuck in the gears of things we already know, possibilities already tried and seen. This is how it is when authority operates without proportioned permission from the hierarchy, from the compromise, from the cheap piece that holds everything together, just barely. This is how it is when those with power write the rules, and the rules they write keep them in power. This is how it is when the crowd mistakes good order for freedom, accountability for justice, a scapegoat for salvation. This is how it is when we move through the story and through the city of Jerusalem, through scenes and scripture and crowds of people, when we decide where we are willing to see ourselves in all of it, on the way to the cross. Who would I have been? What would I have done? How could we have known? This is how it is when there are no righteous answers and it seems all will be lost again. This is how it is when we are not the hero in our own story and so we feel restless and exposed or afflicted with shame. This is how it is when one cries out, "It is finished," even though we aren't sure what that means. And we did not grant him permission to do the impossible or to wrap us up in something so threatening, so unreasonable, it cannot be finished, not nearly. Or can it? This is how it is when we slow down with his belabored breath and surrender to the dying and the death that surely comes. When we run to spend our silver scored, when we declare for a third time, "I am not with him." When we wait with perfume and bands of cloth, when we watch the darkening sky and wonder, what if? What if how it is dying to? Christ has humbled himself and become obedient unto death, even death on the cross.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. O God, giver of all good, into the arms of the dark and gentle earth, the earthly body of Jesus was laid. May we trust in the power of the godly dark in which our new life and the completion of all things is being woven together through your ever-present love. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory and blessing. Blessed are you, all-merciful God, for the life and death of your servant Son, Jesus Christ, who by ascending the cross at the spotless Lamb has cast out the shadow of death, who by descending into the grave in death has made all of life resplendent with your glory. So imprint our hearts and minds with the mind of Christ, that we too may become loving and merciful servants, resplendent with your glory, now and forever. Amen. There's a small piece of paper in your bulletin tonight, and you are invited to use that for reflection and writing during the piece that is to follow. And when the music is done, you're welcome to bring that up and put that on the cross where there are already nails. I'll be up here to give you a hand because the base is rather wide and I don't want anyone to trip. When we're all back to our seats, the lights will go down for a little bit. Just stay put till they come back on, and then we depart in silence. To Christ our Lord, who loves us, who stretched out his arms on the cross in order to embrace the world, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever.